Kitek, Vincent.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. The report is tabled as paper number 13.
Can you switch on?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, we did not have a meeting during this period of time. However, we've conducted a site visit to the Energizing Kowloon East office at Kitek Development on 12th of July. So we were briefed about the work of the office of the Energizing Kowloon East. So there were a lot of initiative, and regarding the harbourfront, the EKEO, EKEO is studying possibility of utilizing the area underneath the Kun Tong bypass. That was where their office was situated, and they are working on some public engagement exercise to seek views of the public on the future use of that space underneath the bypass, well, which have a very nice harbourfront location and a view of the harbourfront. Members were appreciate the varieties of activities suggested and commented on the use of space underneath the flyover, such as proposing arts and culture as well as food and beverage facilities. Then on that day, we also take some time to look at the site to see some streetscape and landscape design work in progress. So members also give comments on the pedestrian connections, such that these pedestrian connections at grade below ground or elevated have a coherent theme for the design of streetscape and landscape to cater for different uses. Thank you, Chairman. That is the end of the report. Yes, Chairman, on a further note after this report, and things I wish to, well, it's too bad that the Secretary of Development has just left. Because there were news that there is an ongoing review of Kitek regarding whether that will be more commercial or more residential building, or increasing of density or removal of that stadium. There are noises all over the places, and as the chairman of Kitek, and it's inevitably I have been asked by press to give my view, and it will be very difficult for me to give any view if there is no clear indication from what is the government is now thinking about. So I would also, as chair, raise this question to this commission to see whether there would be any government response to this. Thank you, Chairman.
Thomas Chan, can you answer in the Secretary's absence? Sorry.
Yes. Well, the issue of reviewing the planning for Kitek is something that is being examined, but the administration has no proposal as yet to be put on the table for any consultation as yet. So, but this is something that we'll definitely take to the Commission if there is any progress.
Please.
Chairman, I don't think the task force can talk about things that are away from the waterfront. Although Kitek is included in the whole task force area of study, but you can't talk about things in the middle of Kitek, the stadium, and so on.
What about the holistic approach?
you can't comment on that.
That's the mandate of the Kitek task force. Sorry to have I have to say that. You know.
Is some housing policy?
Sorry, Chairman.
Please.
I think as the chairman of Kitek, I have to protect our terms of reference, and particularly for Kitek, we have been involving in the entire planning for 6 years, and we are the guardian angel of that process and the plan. So if there is anything changes, I think the task force needs to be informed and discussed. right? And a lot of things are actually at the harbor front. You know, if you look from the harbor, you can definitely see the stadium where the stadium is. If the stadium has become something else, that would be the harbor front issue, Chairman.
Thank you. Defended your turf well. Paul?
Chairman, I somewhat share the very polite, frustrating sounds. I mean, I would be far less polite if I was Vincent. No, if I was myself in Vincent's shoes, sorry, then I would be less polite. But I think that if the additional GFA requirements for Kai Tech is something that's been discussed and put forward by various people in the community, I think it would be unwise for government to sit on its on these discussions internally without involving at least the chair of the commission, of the task force, so that he's aware. So when he gets questions, he can give proper answers. I think it would be pure silly for government not to make sure that he's fully aware of the discussions. And I think, secondly, I think it would be advice for the government to make sure that they involve the commission early if there are suggestions to be considered about moving the Kai Tech Stadium, about increasing GFA, about for commercial or increasing the GFA for residential, or what the sports community wants is getting this bloody stadium built as soon as possible. You know, so nobody wants to see any delay there. So I think these kind of community desires that are out there will be an ongoing issue. And we cannot do this planning like a Gantt chart. You know, we've done one thing and then we move to the second. We have to do continuous improvement. So we've got to be continuously open on community input on this issue and respond to them. So we need to build that into a process that we are part of. So I like government to confirm that they will do so. Otherwise, they'll find members of this committee to be their adversaries when they get a phone call, which would be so unwise. So I hope that the government is very clear on this suggestion here.
I'm sure Thomas will take it back to the Secretary, you know, that we want to be involved. We need to be involved. Sorry. Yep, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I fully support what Paul has been proposed. I think this commission should be advised or consulted for any major changes to Kai Tak. Thank you, Chairman.
Chairman.
Okay. Please.
Yeah, I think I presume this section of the meeting is public.
Yes.
I think it may be too sensitive for the Bureau to disclose anything. But I think now it would be good for the Bureau to consider whatever means to engage the Commission without non-committal basis. I understand the situation. I think as what Thomas said, I think it's basically you can't disclose anything. But I think hopefully we will not be just treated as part of public stakeholder. When only we were only informed when. Yeah. Okay. I think I've said what I want to say.
Thomas, we want to be family. All right.
Fine tickets.
Yeah. Fine. All right. I think we've probably run that one fully now. Sorry, Peter. Is it the same topic?
Yes, it is the same topic. Really. I mean, the idea of transforming Kai Tak into Kowloon East was really to energize the entire area through partly through new development and partly through regeneration with proper connectivity and linkage. But it does seem to me that, you know, from our perspective, you know, we need a kind of overview. I think the difficulty at the moment that even the Energizing Kowloon office are having is that they have set quite clear objectives, but the land use is still very, very open-ended. And the land use can only be really discussed in the context of Kai Tak itself rather than the adjoining area where really it's more regeneration and upgrading. So, I mean, I think it's a sort of movable feast. And as far as I'm aware, you know, it's not been looked at in sort of planning or strategic terms. These are sort of ideas that have been bandied around. Well, okay. One use disappears in order to make way for another use.
Well,
potentially.
I'm sure Thomas has received message and will come back to us. Thank you. And Vincent, if you're not involved, let us know, please. All right? If you're not involved by government, let us know. If you are not, let us know. Yeah.